Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Mike Minoski. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Shano Collins. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Elmer Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Pittenger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Ferguson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Alex Ferguson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Wynn. And now, play ball. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans takes first base on ball four. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pratt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wamsgans. The throw from Rule and he is out, Pratt applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive towards third. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wamsgans misplays the ball. That's an error on Wamsgans. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Pittenger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Collins. McNulty reaches second base with a double. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McNulty moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson strikes out. Two outs. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa, who is chasing the ball. Minoski reaches third base with a triple. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jamieson hits a line drive into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wamsgans fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McNulty hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0-for-1 in the game. Pittenger hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rule hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Rule reaches second base with a double. Alex Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferguson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rule scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Minoski bunts towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Minoski for the out. Ferguson moves to second. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McInnes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. George Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn bunts towards the mound. Ferguson fields it and throws to third for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Collins. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Wynn moves to third. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wynn tags and scores. Jameson tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summa for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-2 in the game. Pratt hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McInnes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner strikes out. 1 out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell strikes out. 2 outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McNulty hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0 for 2 in the game. Pittenger hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rule hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ferguson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. Rule moves to second. 2 outs. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Minoski hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Minoski reaches second base with a double. Rule scores. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. McInnes takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Ferguson fields it and throws to first for the out. McInnes moves to second. 1 out. George Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller throws the ball into O'Rourke, who tags Wynn trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McInnes scores. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson fires to first and has Jameson trapped. There's the throw to O'Rourke, who tags Jameson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a pop-up towards third. Pittenger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0 for 3 in the game. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rule hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McNulty, who is chasing the ball. Rule reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Mitchell pinch hits for Alex Ferguson. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.